Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
This part kind of broke my heart. Everyone was being so kind to each other, but people are saying, I really need this kind. I can trade you this kind that didn't work for my baby.
If they're able to donate, they don't even ask for money. It's incredible. We've had moms even approach me saying, I was about to wean off and I would be happy not to if I can pump extra and donate it to a local mom in need.
What could be more personal than giving your breast milk? But people are just rising up to help strangers even.
Absolutely.
She writes, be careful. Unfortunately, there are people on this page trying to scam. I was foolish and paid someone for cans of Similac Pro Advance last night. Found out she was trying to sell to others after I'd already paid her. I'm Sarah Fenske. Supply disruptions and a formula recall have left parents across the country scrambling to find enough formula to feed their newborns. And some studies suggest the problem may be particularly acute in Missouri. That has some local moms banding together to help each other. And they're doing it through social media, with formula swap groups bringing total strangers together on a desperate quest. Joanna Busby is the founder and administrator of the St. Louis Formula Swap Facebook group. She lives in High Ridge, Missouri, where she's mom to a 3.5-year-old baby. Joanna, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
So, Joanna, this formula shortage became big national news last week. The White House was weighing in. Politicians were on it. When did it first come onto your radar?
I would say probably at least over a month ago. It's been happening for quite a while. So just seeing it on the news, you know, within the last week, a lot of us have been feeling the shortage for quite some time.
So you have a 3.5-month-old. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Was this something that affected you personally pretty early on?
It did. I would say when he was about maybe 1.5 months old, we had to supplement with formula. At that time, it wasn't too horrible trying to find what we needed. But by the time we figured out exactly what formula type and brand that he was responding well to, it became very difficult for us to find that.
And so how much anxiety did that cause for you and your family?
It causes a lot of anxiety. I'm a first-time mom, so just being a new mom in general is really hard. Anxiety really hits when you have a newborn. And so then just the worry of not being able to feed your baby is just exponentially makes it worse.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I feel so bad for you just thinking about this situation. I also feel like there's a lot of misconceptions out there. People who have never had babies don't understand how things work. They say things like, moms can just breastfeed instead. Can you help us address that misconception?
Absolutely. I mean, I know that I am no expert. I definitely started trying to breastfeed as soon as he was born. I sought a lot of specialists. You know, I had an oversupply, and then all of a sudden I had an undersupply. And sometimes biology is just a little bit against you, and you can't breastfeed, or you can't produce enough to be able to feed your child, or some people can't breastfeed at all. So, you know, formula is how we're going to make sure that our babies are fed, and to us, fed is best.
Yeah. So you formed a Facebook group. This was on May 6th. What did you hope to accomplish with this swap group?
Honestly, we reached out just on my personal Facebook. We were looking for formula. We have friends and family that live all over the country, and they were able to go to their local stores and actually ship us formula, and they were showing us all the different formula that they saw, and some of them, their shelves looked way more stocked than they are here. And I realized, you know, there's got to be people in my area who need some of these things that we aren't able to find, and they may not have the resources or family and friends all over the country to be able to get what they need. So I created the group mostly just for people in like my High Ridge, Jefferson County area, and realized that it was a need for, you know, a much broader area. So yes. We've expanded. Yes. Yeah, it's grown quite a bit.
You now have, you know, I was just looking at my notes right before you came on air. You added like another 15 members from what I had checked just an hour before. You now have 900 members. Is this just taking off by word of mouth?
It is. You know, people are sharing because everyone is kind of panicked and we're all just trying to help each other out. And, you know, it just kind of goes to show how serious and how much of a need this really is.
So in some cases, people are tipping off each other to like, okay, I've just been to this store and they have a supply of this. But in other cases, we're seeing actual swaps go down. How does that work?
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times your name kind of gets passed through the mail system somehow, you know, you're pregnant and all of a sudden you're ending up with baby things in the mail. And a lot of times we ended up with a couple of sample cans from Similac and Enfamil before our baby was ever even born. And I think a lot of people have those sample cans that are kind of just sitting around. Some people, those sample cans last, you know, well over a year sometimes. So even moms who don't need formula anymore are saying, I had these sample cans. They're still good. They're not expired. You can have them for free, whoever needs it. So that is really amazing.
Wow. I also saw in this group people being so strategic, and this part kind of broke my heart. Everyone was being so kind to each other, but people are saying, I really need this kind. I can trade you this kind that didn't work for my baby. I mean, you're kind of seeing people have to find a way to get what they need, and this is maybe the one chip they have.
Exactly. Like, you know, you'll notice a lot of the moms in the group, they, some of them, if they're able to donate, they don't even ask for money. It's incredible. We've had moms even approach me saying, I never formula fed my kids. I breastfeed my kids, but I was about to wean off and I would be happy not to if I can pump extra and donate it to a local mom in need for free. It's just really amazing to watch the community come together.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. What could be more personal than giving your breast milk? But people are just rising up to help strangers even.
Absolutely.
So then the downside of this is what I feel like social media, it both brings community and then there's always scammers. I saw this morning a member of this group warning. She writes, be careful. Unfortunately, there are people on this page trying to scam. I was foolish and paid someone for cans of Similac Pro Advance last night. Found out she was trying to sell to others after I'd already paid her. Then she deleted the thread so I couldn't go back. Don't make my mistake. It looked like from some sleuthing that you and other members were doing, this is a California person who'd hit up a bunch of different of these groups. That's got to be so maddening when you've created this thing for people to help each other.
It's very frustrating because really, you know, it just feels like you're taking advantage of just a really horrific situation. And, you know, I've added some moderators to the group over time since it's been growing to make sure that we can try to ensure that people aren't gouging each other. They're being respectful and polite and kind. And, you know, to see somebody from across the country join our group simply just to take money from mothers who are in need is really terrifying. So we've, you know, since reported them repeatedly and blocked them from our group. And we're just trying to keep an eye out the best that we can and, you know, encourage people to use discernment when they are paying people over social media.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like you guys handled that so well, but it made me think about what you're kind of dealing with here. You just started this to try to help. You end up with 900 members. You have a newborn. You also have a job. Is this feeling like almost a job at this point on top of your other job?
You know, a little bit. And I think my husband was a little concerned. He goes, what are you doing? Are you getting into more things? And it's, you know, but he has been super supportive going around taking pictures of stores as well. So we understand that it is such a great need. And it does feel a little bit like a full-time job sometimes. But hopefully with everybody in there together, we can, you know, all kind of do it together and support each other and help each other out. So that's good.
Yeah, I mean, one of the other issues I've seen is, you know, the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and other health organizations are advising against stockpiling or hoarding. And I get that if you see a whole bunch for sale and you've been freaking out trying to find it, you might buy more than you need. And then this helps deal with that going forward. Do you think that's a real concern? Are people trying to grab as much as they can, almost like we all did with toilet paper a couple of years ago? And we see how that worked out.
Yes, that was my concern too. I really, you know, in the very beginning when I created the group, that was the last thing that I wanted the group to be, with so many people, you know, seeing pictures of stock shelves and everyone just kind of rushing and grabbing everything that they see. I definitely didn't want that to happen. So, you know, I know some places are rationing. They're, you know, allowing you to only grab 3 to 5 cans off the shelf of what you need. But I think hoarding in general, it can definitely be a concern because you're worried about being able to feed your child. Unfortunately, a can doesn't go as far as people might think.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fair. Well, so this is such a sticky issue, and you guys are dealing with this just the best you can. Do you see an end in sight at this point?
You know, I'm glad that it's actually been brought to the attention more broadly. I think that it will lead to a more long-term solution. You know, this is just kind of the day-to-day. It's not going to be something we're going to be able to do forever. So I'm really hoping that there's something on the horizon that can get us through all of this for sure.
And for those of us who don't have newborns, is there anything that we could do to help the people in your group who are just trying so hard to feed their children?
Yeah, you know, I've been contacted by a few people. Some are grandmas. It's very sweet. They reach out and they say, you know, what can I do? I don't have babies. You know, I don't even have really grandbabies that are close to me. And we've connected them with a few moms that are local to their specific area. And those grandmas are willing to kind of, you know, go around and take pictures and kind of form like almost like a subgroup of moms in their area and looking for very specific formulas for their needs.
Wow. People really have stepped up here. In some ways, does this whole situation, does this make you feel just a little bit better about the brotherhood of parents, the sisterhood of parents?
It does. Yeah, it does. You know, I think sometimes, you know, people have their opinions on how to raise babies and do all the mothering things. But to see something like this where we're all kind of united, it's really encouraging.
Well, Joanna Busby, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Wish you the best of luck for your baby and for all those babies out there you're trying to help.
Thank you so much.
And Joanna is the founder and one of the administrators of the St. Louis Formula Swap Facebook group. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio. This episode was produced by Danny Wisentowski with audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks. St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.